This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. The big cats are back at the San Francisco Zoo. 2 months after a teenager was killed by a Siberian tiger, the remaining zoo cats are finally back on public display today. They're in an outdoor enclosure with much higher walls, protective glass, and 8,000-volt electrified wires. David Gorn reports from San Francisco.
The tiger and lion exhibits at the San Francisco Zoo have been closed off since Christmas Day. That's when one tiger escaped its enclosure, attacked three zoo patrons, and mauled one of them to death. The escaped tiger was killed. Since then, all the other big cats at the zoo have had to stay inside while construction workers built up their outdoor enclosures.
Well, right now we're standing in front of one of the tiger grottos here at the Lion House at the San Francisco Zoo.
Bob Jenkins is director of animal care at San Francisco Zoo. The walls around the big cats are now taller, he says, 4 feet taller. On top of that are 5-foot-high glass panels set in steel supports. And along the sides of the inner wall are electrified wires with 8,000 volts running through them. This is about as safe as you can get, Jenkins says. That's George. He's a 300-pound Sumatran tiger, and he's roaming back and forth in his new digs, testing it out. The tiger is talking, Jenkins says, to his female mate, one enclosure over.
He's calling, she's replying, and you can liken it to, I guess, sending love notes to each other.
The tiger incident happened at closing time, Jenkins says, when only about 20 people were sprinkled throughout the park. People have speculated that the tiger was taunted and goaded into retaliation, but no one actually saw the incident. So nobody knows exactly what happened, Jenkins says, except the three victims and the two Siberian tigers in the enclosure.
It's quite clear, at least to me, that there was something significant that night. Don't know what it was, but something significant happened.
So since then, the animals have been kept indoors, on a timeout, for 52 days.
It's a lot of days.
Barbara Palmer has been the primary keeper of the lions and tigers over those long 2 months.
I think we saw a little bit of what I describe as cabin fever, just a little bit of crabbiness sometimes.
She says the trick was to constantly keep the giant felines busy.
Cat toys, bones to chew on, blood popsicles is a favorite.
And animal handlers kept the tigers and lions' attention diverted with a TV set. They saw videos of the African plains set to Beethoven music. And yes, it's true, a particular favorite of one tiger was the Disney cartoon, The Lion King.
Hey, kid, what's eating you?
I don't want to talk about it.
He looks blue.
I'd say brownish gold.
No.
So finally, a few days ago, the big cats got to stretch their legs in the new enclosures. And even though the public was not allowed to walk by the pens, that didn't stop half a dozen zoo-goers, including Kathy Karski of Elmira, New York, who peered through a plexiglass window at the far end of the lion's den.
We were wondering if over there, where the wire is, and then you could see the electrical, is that where he got out?
Karski says that she was standing at this lion window earlier, when a family came up to it and started pounding on the window. The kids, the parents, all of them, to try to get the lions to do something. As Karski put it, some people just don't learn. For NPR News, I'm David Gorn in San Francisco.